happen. No, there's a way of doing it, and that's a life skill that can carry on, like they're saying, that can carry on for the rest of their lives.
We talk about that here all the time. We've had documentaries created here by teens that have aired nationally and other great successes. But we call those byproducts. Mm-hmm. They're byproducts of the process that we apply, because you don't create an award-winning documentary by saying, I'm going to create an award-winning documentary. No, you follow the process. You might have in your mind that you want it to be good, but it's really a byproduct.
Sure, and it's problem-solving. They're learning problem-solving, which is so important.
John, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Just one quick thing. In the schools, we talk a lot about STEAM education anymore, and the theater has always been STEAM-oriented, right? You guys are using technology, you're using science, you're using engineering, you're using the arts, you're using math to do that, and that, I think, is one of the educational outcomes of the theater for these kids, that they can bring to anything that they do in the world.
So I have a couple more questions. The first is it's a true confession kind of question. How's that for a very an intro? I think that sometimes, I know I sometimes wake up in the morning and I might not go to work, and I can remember waking up and maybe not wanting to go to school. But because there's something there that I really want to be part of, it kind of gets me there anyway. And what I'm wondering about is whether it be for you or some of your peers, if you think the presence of a theater department sometimes motivates somebody to get to school, to do well in their other classes. So people often say, oh, we need to focus on reading and writing and arithmetic and forget these frivolous things. But these so-called frivolous things actually help students be better students through attendance. Does that make any sense? Have you, either of you, any of you ever felt that way?
Yeah, I definitely have. I definitely had a point in my life where I was like just going to school just so I could go to rehearsal after classes. But in that way, it did like motivate me to get through the day and get through those classes. And, you know, you figure out like halfway through high school that if you're going to go through the motions, you might as well try. And then you start working a little bit harder in your class. You start doing your homework more often because you realize that it's just worth it, right? Because you can... If you can work through that, then you can have that, like, not reward, but that happiness that you get at the end of the day during rehearsal where you, like, it kind of pays off, yeah.
Other thoughts?
Yeah, at my school, we have to have a certain grade so you can participate in theater, sports, or anything. So I think that, through a little bit of force, can really motivate you. I cannot count the amount of times my friends have come up to me and told me I would not be here if we did not have rehearsal today. So,
yeah, I see a lot of the same thing with my peers. I have a friend, she directs, and she's always told me, you know, the plays keep me running. I need to have something going throughout the whole year, because if I don't, I just, like, don't feel like I have a purpose. And I definitely relate to that, because going to rehearsal after school, maybe I have a lot of homework afterwards, but it feels like less after rehearsal because I've had this fun time with my friends and I feel just lighter and I'm more ready to get into the homework than I just go home, do homework, go to school. You know, the rehearsal breaks up that repetitiveness. It's nice.
Thank you for sharing that, because I think that's part of being human, and a lot of folks, though, might not make the connection that theater, it's not just self-contained. It's part of your entire life. I knew this hour was going to fly by. Is there anything that any of you regret not having said that you want to say? I can't do anything about things you regret having said. But is there something anybody need to thank somebody or acknowledge anybody?
I'll jump in real quick.
Okay.
While they're thinking about it, let me jump in that we are, John, you can talk a little bit about this too, that we are looking for schools for next year. We're going for the fifth annual, you know, event. So, John, if you can tell a little bit about that while they're thinking about their answers.
Yeah, that and the fact that we're, one of the big things for me is to bring awareness in the communities that these kids come from, right, so that they know that there's a fall play, so that they know what these kids are doing and how hard they're working and what they're accomplishing. Yes, they can go to the Prime Stage website under the Drama Awards and find out all the information for schools if you'd like to participate, and I will contact you with all of that information.
Excellent, and that's primestage.com. And you may not have anything else. I just always like to give you the opportunity in case you were thinking, oh, I wish I had done that.
I do want to thank, just again, I also won Best Costumes with a team of people, so I just wanted to thank all of those other people who worked on that with me.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I missed that in my notes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I remember now from that night thinking about how fun it must have been to receive two awards.
I'd like to thank just everyone at Fox Chapel, my teacher, Ms. Dixon, for getting me into theater, because I had no clue that I liked anything to do with it until I got here, and just like the family that I've created, I'd like to thank them for being there for me through all my years.
A lot of people that night kept thanking Ms. Dixon. I wanted to meet her.
Yeah, I just want to say another congratulations to our crew at Shadyside Academy. They're not here right now, but they're really incredible and amazing and awesome, and we all love them. And I also just want to say congratulations to these other two winners as well. It's been awesome getting to meet you officially, and thank you. Yeah,
and that was Jay, whose play was Macbeth. Kaylee's play was The Man Who Came to Dinner. I neglected to ask Marina your play.
We did We Are the Sea.
Oh, that was really cool with all the people, the waves. One of the great things is you got to see a scene from each of the 12 plays in between the awards, and that was fun. You can learn more. Thank you for being with us. You can learn more at primestage.com. Learn about Prime Stage's upcoming productions for the rest of the season, but also about the awards. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with some pretty talented people. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and the new slbradio.org/radio.
Nobody's got the time of day it takes for loving you. on my mind. I can't get nothing right when I'm too busy dancing to your tune. Too busy dancing to your tune.
The Gina Furtado Project here at the Saturday Light Brigade and Dancing to Your Tune. I hope you enjoyed the segment you just heard with students from the Prime Stage Drama Awards. Coming up, live music in our studios, Ben Gatkin and Danny Rechtenwald are here along with Tim Good. We're going to get them set up and ready to go. I mentioned our new website a moment ago, and we're really proud of it. Robert Gray and Chad Green of our staff have really been tirelessly working on it, as have our friends at Landisburg Design, who did something that's really hard, and that's listening to people express their needs and trying to figure out a way to fulfill them. And they really hit it out of the park, and we are grateful for the work that they've done. You can check it out at slbradio.org, and please let us know if you see something that isn't clear or that we could improve, because it's only day 6 for the new website.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
A little touch of Pittsburgh there with Ahmad Jamal.
First time I seen Dolly Boy, she was sitting on the banks of a sea. She had a 44 around her body and a banjo on her knee.
So dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay Dolly Corey down.
Coming, I'm gonna tear my steel house down.
to dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay darling Goldie down.
Thank you.
Frank Sullivan at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Wayfaring Stranger, the song. That's a great version of that song. And yet again, I don't have the vocalist on that. The album is called Family, Friends, and Heroes. And Jenny Lewis was the vocalist. Boy, can they make that print any smaller? I miss, she deserves credit, but it took me a minute to find it. Thank you for tuning in today. As you know, we typically have live music during this hour, and today is no exception. We've got a trio featuring some original songs by Ben Getkin. Ben will play guitar and vocals. And Danny Rechtenwald is here playing mandolin. And Tim Good is also on guitar. So I forgot to ask if we had a name. We'll call it Ben Getkin and Friends. Does that work? Okay. So here, join me as we welcome Ben Getkin and Friends.
Two, three, four. Some time to relax, 'cause I know that we can do it. It's no fun if you can't just think back to the first time that we knew it. Last night you had a headache and you went to bed and now it's gone. Spending some time out in dream country, I wish that
That is Ben Getkin. I'm going to talk to them in a minute. I need to correct myself about the female singer, I feel compelled to, because it was Frank Sullivan's late mother who was singing along with him, and she deserves some credit for that. I looked at the wrong singer. Loreen Sullivan is who that was. Now, back to Ben. We didn't name the group. We could have come up with the Six or something like that. But tell me a little. Well, the song you just played, tell me a bit about it.
Sure. Well, I worked in South Korea for about 8 years teaching English. I guess it was just after a winter break. I went back to school, and I was kind of killing some time with some students. And I was saying, oh, what'd you guys do, you know, over winter break and stuff like that? And one of them said something in Korean, like roughly approximate to 굽나라에 갔다 왔습니다. And I wasn't quite sure, and I looked over at one of my co-teachers, and she's like, she said she went to dream country, which meant she slept all vacation. So I thought that was a good idea, you know.
That's a great expression. Did you speak Korean when you left the U.S. to go there?
Almost none, but picked up some on the way, or while I was there.
Yeah, I know other people that have taught English in other countries, and somehow, I can't imagine doing it, but somehow it still happens without knowing the native language. 8 years must have been something.
It was 1 year at a time, 8 times in a row. You know, I just thought, well, one more year, you know, and suddenly I think, oh man, it's almost been a decade now.
Did you come back much in between?
Once or twice a year, I'd come back, you know, on vacation, you know, just kind of make the rounds. But yeah, most of the time I spent there.
And let's meet your bandmates, who, just so we know who's playing with you, and we'll come back. You just met Ben Getkin. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves.
I'm Danny Rechtenwald, and I'm playing mandolin with Ben.
Danny was just here on guitar a few weeks ago.
That's right.
Not too long ago.
My name's Tim Good, and I'm playing electric guitar.
And you three sound just great together. Ben, did you grow up with music? Or tell me a bit about how you came to the guitar and the songwriting.
Absolutely. Well, I think probably some of my earliest memories are my dad would play guitar on campfires at, you know, sort of extended family gatherings, and I had this really small sort of nylon string thing that was never really tuned up, but I used to sort of bang away at it. And my mom played a lot of piano, and they had a great sort of record collection that we would dig into, you know, after school. So, yeah.
And Dan, I'm trying to think, how many siblings do you have?
I have one younger brother, Dan Getkin.
Yeah, Dan, and I was going to ask who was older, because you're not that far apart.
No, 2 years apart.
Because he plays as well. Did the two of you play much together growing up?
Yeah, on and off. I mean, we would, you know, do some jams, and you know, still collaborate from time to time. So yeah, absolutely.
Great. Well, you guys sound terrific, and. Ben Getkin and friends, does that work?
That's I think that's a great descriptor, yeah.
So you guys are now friends with Ben.
It's official.
Yeah.
What would you like to play next?
I'm going to do a tune called There Is No Way to Disappear.
Two, 3, 4. Just after dawn, the airport lounge, paying too much for the meter, gonna have another round, fly halfway around the world tonight, try to get away from here, but I'm not sure, am I gonna succeed? Wonder why did I ever hit the road, but I'm
change form, but there's nowhere for them to go. Be here right now, that's about all you can do. Well, you thought of it, though you could not make it come true.
Getman, along with Danny Rechtenwald and Tim Good, your arrangements are really good on these songs.
Thank you very much.
They're intricate yet soulful. They add a lot of depth to what already are really good songs. How are you working those out? Are you guys spending a lot of time together? Are they charted?
I spent a lot of time just playing in my bedroom. I think that's probably where it started, a lot of knocking around and bothering the neighbors with that. And then, Tim and I rehearse a fair bit. Danny has a really busy schedule because he does a ton of playing around town.
He's everywhere.
Yeah. And so we just knew that he would be solid and, sent him some charts and some demos. And,
It's really, it shows as you listen I guess I would express it as texture in addition to the other adjectives I use. And it's important. It helps draw you in and keep you connected. It's the Velcro of music that we stick to. Speaking of recordings, have you guys, or I guess have you put anything out yet?
I have just a few kind of live recordings on my SoundCloud. Actually, the song that I just played, Disappear, and the one that we're going to play next are going to be a couple of singles I'm going to put out. Hopefully sometime next month.
Excellent. And you're welcome to the recordings from today's program if you want to use them, because Alice is doing a great job, Alice Storm and Chad Green, mixing you today. I think that you sound superb. They're doing a very good job. If you're just tuning in, Ben Getkin, Danny Rechtenwald, Tim Good together with I keep on you. I haven't called you Dan yet, but I'm getting there. It's Ben Getkin and Friends. You alluded to the next song. What's it called?
This one's called You Said You'd Be There. Okay. 2, 3, 4. Sidewalk when I'm passing along.
daylight. Can't find my bed. You could see me, but I just don't want it. A midnight trap. The police cruising with a flame like bumpers and a cage in the back. I'm in his sights, driving. Just lets the trail of screw-ups go on. One day my head's too slow, I'm spinning overthrown, head first through the glass on the road. Oh, you said you'd be there, but you know that you're already not. No, you're not. Oh, it feels so right. It's all ready wrong, ready wrong. A gorgeous bride, she's got a double helix figure. I just won the Nobel Prize. She says I do. I wonder, can I be a husband? I just want to run out and hide. I'm so in love. Same. Work so hard for what you want. Get a test, get it on. Then you start to pass out the blame. Oh, you said you'd be there, but you know that you're already not. No, you're not. Oh, it feels so right, don't you know that it's all ready wrong, ready wrong. Oh, you said you'd be.
Ben Getkin and friends, in a moment, I want to ask where Ben and or friends are going to be playing live soon. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings. Thank you for being with us. No matter where you are listening, at your local station, or perhaps on our new website, we're proud to have you listening at either place. And if you're listening at the new slbradio.org, we hope you'll explore the website as you listen. Your comments on it are welcome. It just was released 5 days ago, and we're excited to be able to serve you better with it. So anybody playing anywhere soon? Ben, are you playing out?
I've mostly been hitting the open mics around town. I like to go to the Starlight. I was over at Pistoli's the other night. Sometimes, you know, Mr. Small. So, but hopefully looking to book some more things going forward.
Where is Pistoli's?
That is, it's in Squirrel Hill, not too far from Acoustic Music Works, just kind of down the block there. And, I was just there the other night. They sort of restarted their open mics. So,
That's great. That's one I'm not familiar with. The other ones, I am. Acoustic Music Works occasionally is a nice setting for that too. I gotta believe Danny's got something going on.
Yeah, actually, on Monday I'll be in the house band at the open mic at Acoustic Cafe at Mr. Small's, the fun house at Mr. Small's. I'm playing tonight with my Irish band, Irish punk band. There's a thing called Punkentines Fest that's happening at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. So it's like a punk rock like festival, anti Valentine's Day.
These are the bearded festival. Irish guys.
That's
right.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, that band. Yeah.
And then, actually, that's a great band. And then you have Sunday Brunch coming up.
And then, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I'll be playing with his brother Dan on the 25th for Sunday Best.
Okay, I was thinking Danny was there too.
I played last time. I don't think I wasn't invited this time. So, Dan, if you're listening,
this is a gospel kind of brunch. And where is that?
It's going to be at the original Pittsburgh Winery.
That should be nice. The original Pittsburgh Winery, as opposed to
the city
winery. Yeah,
it's confusing. So I would make sure to say the full name.
Yeah, it really is confusing. Any projects that the two of you have coming up that you might like to mention?
I'm playing solo, at Club Cafe. I also play solo instrumental music. And so I'll be opening for someone named Jenna Nichols and John Ladeau, a Club Cafe. And I started a band. It's kind of like a funk band. And we have, I think our next thing will be Millvale Music Fest.
Excellent. What do you play in that?
So I play electric guitar in that band.
Yeah. Danny plays, you play a lot of different instruments.
Yeah. And styles. Yeah. So usually mandolin, like acoustic guitar, nylon string guitar, and electric guitar. So, and I fake other instruments too if I need to. Yeah,
you're not going to do horns. Yeah.
No, no way. I can't do that.
We probably have time for at least two more songs, possibly three. What would you like to do next, Ben?
This is a song called Friends.
Friends, once again. And these are all originals. Ben Gekken, Danny Rechtenwald, and Tim Good.
Okay. One, two, three. It's alright, it's okay. We've been friends for a long time. And even though I have to go out, I know I'm gonna see you again. Thinking it over, I know it might be the last time I see you.
there's a song that really showcases all three of these musicians, Ben Getkin, Danny Rechtenwald, and Tim Good, hearing Ben's voice and Danny and Tim. Not that Ben isn't playing a good guitar, too, but hearing Danny and Tim embellish the song, you'll sound great. I think we have time for two more. If you would like to do two more. Right. We have about 10, 12 minutes of radio time, so we should be good. It's good to hear the three of you playing this morning. And what would you like to do next?
This next song is called Can't Get Out of My Own Way. Okay. One, two, three, one, two, three. Ben Getkin, backed by Danny Rechtenwald and Tim Good. We will get one more song in. Is there anything any of you want to say that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
I want to ask about Tim's guitar, the sound, the tone. Is it, what, do you got a flange on there or something?
Just the tremolo.
Tremolo,
yeah. Didn't bring the flanger this morning.
No, okay.
It sounds good.
It does sound good.
It sounds good. It's tasteful. Tasteful. Electric guitar.
That's what I aim for.
Just, you know, a deeper element than just a
yeah
plugged-in guitar. You know,
it's a Strat, and it's kind of turquoise. Maybe is there a name for that color? There's probably some.
I guess it's seafoam.
Seafoam. Mm-hmm. That would be a very Fender-esque kind of cover. Any other comments about the instruments or their tone?
I was going to say, you know, one thing I would like to mention is just to thank my brother, Dan Getkin, who was originally scheduled to play but went down, unfortunately, with strep throat.
Thank you.
So get well, Dan, and thanks for, you know, thanks for the referral.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Well, it's good to have you in your own right. But also, I hope your brother gets well soon. I had been struggling with a throat issue that I'm still coming out of a little bit.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's on the mend. What would you like to close up with?
Okay, we got a song here called Hotel.
It's interesting. We opened today's show with a song called This Hotel.
Oh,
so we're going to close with Hotel.
Whoa. How about that? Synchronicity, huh? Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool. All right, let's see. One, two, three, five. Time. Someone said 5 minutes, then I'm out the door. Then I haven't got your address, so I guess I'll do my best. And anybody can hear this. I was due in 11 cities by June. The list simply grew, and it's something now like 32. Scattered by this mess, peel travel tugging at my heels. Every day I'm swimming on these wheels. I got a feeling that you don't love me like I love you. As I'm waiting in this hotel room. Yes, I'm waiting in this hotel room. Light is fading in this hotel room. Yes, I'm waiting in this hotel room, waiting for your call. Waiting for your call. Oh, yeah. If it don't ring it up, if it don't ring it up, then I don't miss you at all, yeah. Except when I am in my bed alone, late at night and staring at the wall, or up on stage, or in the crowd from town to town. When I look around, never see your face. It's just empty space, populated with strangers, yeah. And I like to take the car and drive until I ride at your doorstep, yeah. But with our head is east to west and north to south, can't decide on the route. So I guess that's out. I got a feeling that you don't love me like I love you. As I'm waiting in this hotel room, yes, I'm waiting in this hotel room. Light is fading in this hotel room. Yes, I'm waiting in this hotel room, waiting for your call.
Thank you to Ben Getkin, Danny Rechtenwald, and Tim Good.
following behind me. Save my love through loneliness, save my love through sorrow. I'll give you my onlyness, come give me your tomorrow. I would, put you above me. And if I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss that pretty dress or your bright shoes shining? Save my love through loneliness, save my love through sorrow. I'll give you my onlyness, come give me your tomorrow.
Jonathan Edwards with a Tim Harden song at the Saturday Light Brigade. If I were a carpenter, Ricky and I were talking. That was Ricky's career profile as a kid. She took one of those tests, and my memory is they were called the Cooter Interest Tests, and you took these standardized tests, and they exhibited the answer of what you should be for a living. What is your right livelihood? I think Ricky's right livelihood should be historian, because she actually remembers what the test told her she was going to be. I don't remember mine at all. I do remember taking it and trying to, as a little kid, trying to figure out the questions, because they were things like, would you rather lead a symphony orchestra or cook food? You know, and they ask you all these questions, which eventually narrowed down your career. And boy, I'm in free association mode after hearing If I Were a Carpenter. In which case, I thank Mark Seepy from Reading Ready Pittsburgh for being with us today. The family open house at the new free children's bookstore, B is for Books in a Homestead, is February 17th. Thanks to Demetra Gideon for talking about the weekly teen meetups at Wright Pittsburgh. Melanie Taylor, good luck with Tierra Whitehead, her play opening this Thursday, February 15th. And also running on the 16th as part of the new Hayslake community-supported art performance series. Thanks to Yuki, Matilda, and Vanessa of the Phipps Conservatory Youth Climate Advocacy Committee for being with us. Also to Jay and Kaylee and Marina and Wayne and John from the Prime Stage Theater 4th Annual Drama Awards. And once again to Ben, Danny, and Tim for great music, and to Chad, as well as Ellis, for a great mix this morning. We will meet you here next week. Taylor, good luck with Tierra Whitehead, her play opening this Thursday, February 15th, and also running on the 16th as part of the new Hayslake community-supported art performance series. Thanks to Yuki, Matilda, and Vanessa of the Phipps Conservatory Youth Climate Advocacy Committee, for being with us. Also to Jay and Kaylee and Marina.
Listening to Tube City Online Radio.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Larry there, but he came to a sudden stop, and I apologize for that. I'm Jay Thurber. You are tuned to Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, PA, and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University. Started at 103. No, 1203. My gosh. Time for me to learn how to tell time, isn't it? Most people do that in kindergarten. Me? Kindergarten was like the best 8 or 9 years of my life, let me tell you. Good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Salt and a Swig, your cum laude graduate of the Chedwick Institute Group for Ecology, Jay Thurber, at 1203. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul, right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Blue Sky, and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Looking for cloudy skies out there today with a chance of rain and a high near 60 right now. 56 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes. Radio
Guys. Probably the best oldies in the world.
Did you ever have to make up your mind?
often can.